Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Freedom Scientific offers generous matching gift opportunity. The National Federation of the Blind is grateful for the generous matching gift from Freedom Scientific in honor of Meet the Blind Month this October. Freedom Scientific, a Vispero brand and the maker of Jaws for Windows and Focus Braille displays, has pledged to match the first $50,000 in donations made to the NFB during Meet the Blind Month. Double your contribution and help ensure that we fulfill this matching gift. Three ways to give. Give online at nfb.org/donate. Mail a check to National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Contribute by phone using a credit card by calling 410-659-9314, press 4 for giving, followed by 1 to give a gift. This year, our Meet the Blind Month activities are focusing on lived experiences in our local communities with problem solving and self-confidence. Thank you to Freedom Scientific and all of our supporters for helping us continue this important work. Watch and share the announcement video from President Mark Riccobono and Tom Tiernan, President and CEO of Vispero. Thank you for your support. Federationist receives award. Linda Melendez shares this with Monitor readers. I am proud to share the news that our fearless leader and NFBNJ President, Joe Ruffalo, has been awarded the New Jersey 2020 Lydia Young Hayes Trailblazer Award. This award is given every 10 years to outstanding New Jersey CBVI stakeholders and consumers who are selected by a committee after its review of the many nominations received. His award will be presented during the New Jersey Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired virtual 11th anniversary celebration at 3 p.m. on Friday, October 2, 2020. Thank you to the affiliate board members who share their personal and professional reasons why Joe should receive this award. A special thank you to Anna Marie Cook, who chairs the NFBNJ Communications Committee, for gathering these facts to support Joe's nomination. It was my honor and privilege as the first vice president to submit this nomination on behalf of our membership. I am thrilled the nominating committee recognized the many contributions Joe has made to the blind community. Congratulations, Joe. You deserve this honor, and we love you dearly. Your tireless contributions to the NFB, NFBNJ, and Jersey residents for over 3 decades is much appreciated. You have made it respectable to be blind and empowered us to live the lives we want because you care, you share, you help us grow, and you make a difference. Santa loves blind people and Santa loves Braille. Santa Claus has made the staff at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute honorary elves. He has asked us to help him send letters in Braille to very young blind boys and girls, those under the age of 10, in the United States. Between November 9 and December 16, parents can go online at www.nfb.org/santa-letters and fill out a Santa Braille letter request form. The form can also be printed and faxed to 410-685-2340 or emailed to communityrelations@nfb.org. Beginning Monday, November 30, the Braille letters from Santa will start going out to boys and girls around the country. The Braille letter will also be accompanied by a print copy for mom and dad to read, as well as some other fun Christmastime activities. The deadline for letter requests is December 16 to ensure that a return letter in Braille is received before Christmas. For more information, please visit our website at www.nfb.org. A meeting for blind stutterers. I did not watch either the Democratic nor Republican Party national conventions this past August, but I did make it a point to go on YouTube and watch the video of Braden Harrington, the 13-year-old New Hampshire boy who did not let his stuttering prevent him from speaking to an audience of millions during the Democratic National Convention. Though I am fairly fluent now to the extent that I make my living working in a call site, I still struggle with stuttering. If you are a blind stutterer, or if someone in your affiliate or chapter is blind and stutters, I want you to contact me. My name is Daniel Garcia, and I am currently the chair of the NFB of Missouri's Personal and Career Development Group, the aim of which is to encourage people to find employment and develop their careers through personal growth strategies. I would like to have a meeting where blind stutterers feel safe and can discuss how they manage their stuttering and whether the twin challenges of blindness and stuttering has affected their employment prospects. If you are interested in participating in this meeting, you can leave me a voicemail at 816-621-0902, or you can send me an email message at dangarcia3@hotmail.com. Elected. At its 2020 annual convention, the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina elected the following officers and board members: President Jennifer Baser, First Vice President Lenora Robertson, Second Vice President Deborah Canty, Secretary Shannon Cook, Treasurer Valerie Warrington, Second District Representative Steve Cook, Fourth District Representative J.W. Smith, Sixth District Representative Marty McKenzie, Member-at-Large Seat 1 Demetrius Williford, and Member-at-Large Seat 2 Neil Sheth. All the best to the new board and the work that lies ahead. NAMA, NAMA, announces 2020 Industry Person of the Year, Nikki Gekos, owner, Colorado Cafe Associates. Nikki Gekos is the president of the National Association of Blind Merchants. He was recently recognized by the preeminent organization in food services. Here is what they said. According to the award nomination, Nikki has, through his career, exemplified the very best of what American industry has shown the world, that the private sector can both reward the deserving individuals who risk their capital and deploy their hard work and ingenuity, and also serve the public good. No previous NAMA Award recipient embodies this dual essential achievement more than Nikki, who has fostered partnerships across the industry and, critically, brought great talent into our industry from outside, while helping budding entrepreneurs earn business success and financial independence. In 1992, Nikki began his career as a vending operator with just one location. Since that time, he has been a tireless advocate on behalf of the entire industry, including Randolph Shepherd Entrepreneurs. In 2015, Nikki was elected to serve as a member of the Board of Directors of NAMA, the first blind person to have this distinction. Nikki has served as the president of the National Association of Blind Merchants, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, for 10 years. In this role, he has spearheaded numerous annual multi-day leadership conferences, attracting hundreds of Randolph Shepherd entrepreneurs each year. He is past chair of the Middlesex County, New Jersey, Workforce Investment Board, and member of the New Jersey's State Employment and Training Commission. He serves as a board member for NAMA, as well as the Tri-State Automatic Merchandising Council, and is a member of both NAMA's Government Affairs and Industry Communications Committees. In 2015, he was named a NAMA Advocacy Award winner. About the awards. A NAMA tradition, these awards recognize individuals who have served the industry and NAMA as leaders, innovators, and advocates. This year on July 9, winners will be acknowledged in a virtual celebration, including a video highlighting the vast achievements of each of the award winners. The NAMA Industry Awards are presented to individuals that best exemplify support of the convenience services industry through a history of service and leadership throughout the industry and in their own communities. They must be innovative, possess a willingness to expand conventional practices, and follow ethical business standards in accordance with the NAMA Code of Ethics. Founded in 1936, NAMA is the association representing the $26 billion U.S. convenience services industry. With more than 1,000 member companies, including many of the world's most recognized brands, NAMA provides advocacy, education, and research for its membership. Visit NAMA on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its Constitution.